It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy, coming at you every Friday here on Declare Your Independence, and I'm going to be with you guys a little bit more next week because of the fact that it's Ernest's time to run and do the final deal next weekend, a week from this weekend, to in his bid to become the Libertarian National Party chairman. And you got to understand, like what Jerry was talking about earlier, you know, with Ernest would disagree and not appreciate what I was saying. Ernest absolutely would appreciate what I was saying, and he probably would agree with me wholeheartedly. And even if he didn't agree with me, he would wholeheartedly approve the fact that I have my own opinions and I was able to make them by myself without any interference from anybody else. So that's what this show is all about. It's declare your independence. And I declare my independence every day. I wake up and I am a sovereign individual. I'm a free individual. And I disagree with anybody trying to put any sorts of, I guess, limits on what I want to do, because naturally I really don't care to hurt anybody. And if I do make the mistake of hurting someone, you can either repair it, you can either mend those fences, or you can't. And these are the types of things that we just have to get down to the basics of what it means to be an American again. We have been so indoctrinated and so enslaved in our minds, and we've learned to distrust our fellow man. And we've learned to really dislike our fellow man in as a result of that distrust. We have to think about these things. We have to think about what our motivations are with regard to where we see ourselves and how we perceive the world. I'm just going to take this little time just to say there's this book that I read about when I got in trouble with the law, that I was going to counseling, and my counselor told me to read this book called Feeling Good by Dr. David D. Burns. And it was about depression and how you deal with it. And what I learned from that book was something that was much deeper than what the book was intentionally originally about. Depression is a result of faulty perception, okay? It's how we perceive the world is broken, because how we feel about certain things is always right. Our feelings are our feelings because they're our feelings, and that's it. But our perceptions can be broken. How we perceive our fellow man, how we perceive the world, how we perceive ourselves can be broken, and that's how I was able to break depression. When you realize, your brain, it goes into your mind automatically that, oh, I'm no good, I'm this, I'm that. But then you learn to break that and say, wait a minute, you know, I'm married, I'm happily, I'm a good guy, and then you start to feel better about yourself because those feelings are genuine. So it's just something to think about when we think about our fellow man. We come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. We'll keep talking about this Rand Paul business. Be right back.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Well, if you're hoping for Ernest Hancock, you are sorely disappointed at this hour, because my name is Jet Lacy, and this is The Revolution Continues with Jet Lacy filling in for Ernest Hancock every Friday while he does his works his magic trying to become the Libertarian National Party chairman. During the break, I still want to keep talking about the Rand Paul stuff, but, you know, some things are just too crazy to be, you know, true, I guess. But it is true. The House just voted today to expand the national DNA database. And it says by a 357-32 vote, the House approved legislation that will pay the state governments to require DNA samples, which could mean drawing blood with a needle from adults arrested for certain serious crimes. Not one Democrat voted against the database measure, which would hand out about 75 million to states that agree to make such testing mandatory. Whew. Wow. If that doesn't prove to you that they think that we are cattle, that we are owned by them, that they want our DNA on their database, I don't know what is. And we have to reach deep and understand what we're up against. Okay, we have to realize. I mean, just last week they okayed renditions without a warrant, without any rights or due process of American citizens. Okay? Then again, what if we, you know, I know this is probably going to get me in trouble, I don't know. But what if Americans started doing that to government officials? What if we started doing renditions on them? And not telling anybody where they went, and just take them to some barn somewhere in the middle of nowhere and lock them up. I tell you what, that rule wouldn't be in effect for very long, because they feel that they're better than you and they have the right to own you and to tell you what to do. If the shoe were on the other foot, it'd be a whole different ball of wax now, wouldn't it? If we started, you know, there's a lot of criminals out there in Congress. What if we started renditioning them in the middle of the night to only God knows where, to do only God knows what to them? I tell you what, they'd be pretty much up in arms now, wouldn't they? They'd be pretty upset about it. There would be a national emergency. It would be crazy the first time a couple of people from Congress all of a sudden disappeared off the face of the earth. And I'm not saying to do that. I think it's wrong all the way around. I'm just trying to point out that this is what they're saying is right to do to us. But if you did it to them, it would be a whole different story now, wouldn't it? The same thing. You start holding down, you know, Nancy Pelosi to try to extract some of her DNA at the point of a gun, she wouldn't like that too much. But you know what? She is more than happy to have that done to you. And you have to understand that these guys are supposed to be just American citizens like us. But there is two classes of people in this country. And that is the essence of the problem that there is. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. You know, I want to play a little bit, you know, this lady, Andrea Mitchell. She's been in the news a long time. She's counsel on foreign relations. She's a member of the Bilderberg Group. And, you know, she feels like, well, you know, they should just be able to, she's the mouthpiece for the New World Order. And she had Rand Paul on and was talking about it with this James Clyburn over the Civil Rights Act. And what this James Clyburn has said is pretty awful. But then on the other side of that script, I have a clip that I'm going to play later about Representative Clyburn saying he's okay with discrimination. So they're talking about the Civil Rights Act and what Rand Paul had said about that. So I'm going to play this clip real quick, and then we're going to talk about it.
Kentucky Senate candidate Rand Paul's libertarian views about civil rights law are now causing a firestorm because last night Paul admitted to MSNBC's Rachel Maddow that he opposes the part of the 1964 Civil Rights Act that mandates desegregation of private businesses. Paul says that that amounts to a violation of the First Amendment.
We did some very important things in the 60s that I'm all in favor of, and that was desegregating schools, desegregating public transportation that used public roads and had public monopolies.
How about desegregating lunch counters?
Public water fountains.
Lunch counters? Walgreens lunch counters? Are you in favor of that? Forcibly? Because the government got involved?
Right. Well, what it gets into is that then if you decide that restaurants are publicly owned and not privately owned, then do you say that you should have the right to bring your gun into a restaurant, even though the owner of the restaurant says, well, no, we don't want to have guns in here?
Majority Whip James Clyburn took part in, of course, the civil rights movement, the sit-ins to desegregate Woolworths and all those other lunch counters. Let's talk about this. What was your reaction to the statement by Rand Paul, who now, of course, is the nominee for the Senate in Kentucky?
Well, thank you so much for having me, Andrea. I was absolutely appalled, but it started out a little bit earlier. I happened to be watching his victory speech, and I could not believe that he was holding his victory party in a private members-only club where the vast majority of the people who just finished voting for him would not even be welcome. I couldn't believe that. And then on the next day, I hear him making these statements about not believing in the efficacy of the Civil Rights Act. Here is a man who is answering 14th Amendment questions with Second Amendment responses. This is absolutely appalling. And now today he's put out a statement that limits his acceptance to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. I want to say to him that voting rights are found in the 65 Civil Rights Act, that fair housing, which is private, in the 68 Civil Rights Act. And not until 1972 did we outlaw discrimination in the public sector. So once again, he is parsing his words. He is saying things, sending signals that I hope the vast majority of the people who voted for him would reject. And I am sure that come November they will.
Let me just read completely what he said. Which you're just pointing out. He put out a statement today in reaction to the reaction to his interview with Rachel, and he said, I have clearly stated in prior interviews that I abhor racial discrimination and would have worked to end segregation. Well, he said that last night as well. Even though this matter was settled when I was two and no serious people are seeking to revisit it except to score cheap political points, I unequivocally state I will not support any efforts to repeal the Civil Rights Act of 1964. These attacks prove one thing for certain. The liberal establishment is desperate to keep leaders like me out of office, and we are sure to hear more wild, dishonest smears during the campaign. So that was his statement today. Obviously, you've already pointed out that he referenced the 1964 Act, not the Voting Rights Act, not the Public Housing Act in 1972.
Now, I would say to Dr. Paul that he ought to come clean with the American people and let us know exactly what it is he wants to do if he's elected to the United States Senate. He made himself the face and the spokesperson for the Tea Party movement at his victory party on Tuesday night. And then he set out the next morning, yesterday, to lay out the philosophy of that movement. And I think that he made it very clear to the voters in America exactly what that movement is all about. They are parsing words, they are sending signals, they are saying things that ought to give all of us great pause.
I think he said a lot of things that give great pause. We just got a minute going into the break, and if we need to hold you over, we will, Dan. Were you there with me, brother?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I tell you, did you just that DNA thing. You talk about taking DNA from members of Congress?
I'm just saying, if they just passed a law, you know, well, they didn't. The House just passed that if you're even arrested, they have the right for a, quote, serious crime.
I got all that. But, I mean, brother, you really ought to double think, you know, to getting DNA from members of Congress. I mean, you better actually put a huge, like, maybe a body condom on before you go to do something like that.
I don't want to get that disease.
I really don't want to get that disease, but it's a good idea.
I'm just saying that. My whole point is I love your joke, man. That's cool.
Good for the goose is good for the gander.
Do you have anything else you want to say, brother?
That's it, brother.
Thank you so much. When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. Love to hear from you. Call in. We'll be right back in just a minute.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. Love to hear from you, 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. We're talking about this Rand Paul business. My goodness. I want to play the other part of this clip real quick. Again, I'd love to hear from you, 800-313-9443. But I want to play this other part of the Andrea Mitchell with James Clyburn, the Democrat from South Carolina. Because the second part of the clip is actually more important, because they start bagging on libertarian ideals. And when you start bagging on that kind of stuff, and when you talk about libertarian standing for the absolute rights of the individual, it helps you understand where these people are coming from, because it's not good. So we're going to play the clip right now, and then we'll talk about it.
This is a little bit more of that interview with Rachel Maddow last night. Let's watch.
Do you think that a private business has a right to say we don't serve black people?
Yeah, I'm not in favor of any discrimination of any form. I would never belong to any club that excluded anybody for race. What about freedom of speech? Should we limit speech from people we find abhorrent? Should we limit racists from speaking? I don't want to be associated with those people, but I also don't want to limit their speech in any way, in the sense that we tolerate boorish and uncivilized behavior, because that's one of the things freedom requires.
Just to play devil's advocate for a moment, he's saying basically he's a libertarian. He doesn't believe in a lot of other things, federal regulation, in fact, of some of the drug laws, marijuana. He has some very interesting, quote unquote, interesting points of view here. So is it okay to say, well, I'm a libertarian, I'm not a racist, I'm a libertarian, that's why I don't believe in federal enforcement of these civil rights laws?
Well, let me say this. As you know, I was born and raised in a parsonage. I do believe that it's their deeds that define them, not their words. Here he is in the statement last night saying he did not believe in private clubs that discriminate against people. He would not be a member of a private club that discriminated against people. He held his victory party in a members-only private club. Now, I don't know if he's a member of that club or not. But I can tell you this, that club goes back, according to my research, to 1916. And so I know what that means. Most voters know what that means. And let me say something else about the so-called libertarian stuff. The fact of the matter is, we are where we are on Wall Street today because of a lack of the kind of regulation that he says he's against. We have problems going in the Gulf Coast right now, our environment being threatened, wildlife being eliminated, fish and fowl, people, 16% of all the fishermen down there, or now I think it's 19%, are going to be out of work because of libertarian philosophy that we ought not be regulating the drilling of oil, drilling for oil. So I would say to Mr. Paul, he just cannot have it both ways. He needs to lay out for the American people exactly who he is, what he is, and I do believe that he is not good for this country going forward.
Of course, thank you very much, Jim Clyburn. And we will, of course, ask Mr. Paul to come on. We have asked Dr. Paul, I should say, to come on and continue to explain himself. Thank you very much,
Thank you for having me, Jim Clyburn.
Are you kidding me? We are in this situation because of libertarians and libertarian philosophy? No, we are in this situation because of crony capitalism. Because just like BP, you say they should be responsible for every piece of that problem that they have created with the environment. But they're not going to be. We are in this problem because of its anti-libertarian ideals that are pervasive in this government. And Rand Paul, they are bringing a little bit of that back, whether or not I agree with everything that they say or not. But, you know, she said, Andrea Mitchell said, libertarian, he has some interesting, quote-unquote, opinions on how this government should be run. Well, his opinions are very closely mirrored to a lot of the founding fathers. So who is the bad guy here? I don't think it's Rand Paul. So it's the other two, James Clyburn and Andrea Mitchell. And like I said, Andrea Mitchell is a member of the Bilderberg Group. She's a member of Council on Foreign Relations. She has been nothing short of a mouthpiece for the New World Order for as long as I can remember. And these are the things that we need to understand, that these guys, that just because they wear a nice suit and they have a nice clothes on, and just that doesn't matter. It's like what Clyburn said. Their deeds define them, not their words. What is James Clyburn doing regardless of what he's saying? I guarantee you he is voting for all the bailouts. I haven't looked at his voting record. You know, I guarantee you he's voting for everything that the New World Order is trying to accomplish and vilifying anyone who doesn't. When we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues with me, Jet Lacy, we're going to go to Jimmy in Missouri, and we're going to keep talking about this stuff when we come right back in just a minute. Love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Give me a call.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call
1-800-313-9443. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. There's Hancock, and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacy. Just having some fun times with my girl Carrie on the board here at RBN during the break. We're making jokes, having a good time. She always does an awesome job, takes really good care of me. You know, she's a great girl. Thank you so much for always taking good care of me. We're going to go to Jimmy in Missouri, then Kelly in Georgia. Jimmy, are you there with me, brother?
Yeah, I am.
What's going on? What's on your mind, brother?
Oh, well, I just want to go on the record and say that I'm not a terrorist, first of all.
Okay.
I just went to my gun store where I've purchased some guns in the past and just found out that the ATF is looking for me to take my guns away.
Oh, my God.
They just got a call back 3 months after they sold me a gun. The ATF wanted to know my address.
Wow, and you have no idea why?
I have no idea why.
Wow. I mean,
I am...
Please go ahead.
Prepared to lose my life over this. I have nothing to live for anyway. Incrementally, my entire life, it's just been picked apart and destroyed anyway. And the entire system sucks. And, like, vote for anybody that you want, nothing is ever going to get changed. You can elect whatever official you want, they're still going to have an agenda. And we can't even elect the right people, because they're going to install whatever puppet and tools they want to install. When do we just say we've had enough and we're not going to participate anymore?
Well, I say just about every show, Jimmy, that I am in revolution now. I have withdrawn my support monetarily, you know, emotionally, spiritually. That doesn't mean you're supposed to give up, Jimmy. Just because these things happen to us, life sucks, and then you die. You know what I mean? Like, but you got to carry on the fight to leave the world in a better place than what
ATF
you got it.
Kicks in my door.
Should I would hide your guns.
Or should I hide my guns?
I would hide your guns. Because the time is not here now, and we're hoping to try to avert that. And that's what people like Ron and Rand Paul and Peter Schiff and Adam Kokesh and all these different other candidates are trying to change the system from within. While, again, I don't agree that that is the right thing to do, I am not trying to keep them from doing what they feel is right, and I'm trying to support them and trying to work within the system. That makes sense?
It makes sense. I would love for it to come down to a peaceful change of ideas, but you know as well as I do that the globalists and the New World Order, the only thing they understand is fear and control. They only understand pain.
Right.
And pain is a great motivator.
But if you give in, Jimmy, they win.
Suffer. I'm not saying I'm going to give in. I'm saying that when they come to my door.
Right. You know, I just say when I'm a former nurse, and when someone says that they don't have anything to live for, that's a huge red flag to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have everything to live for, and
I have my freedom and my independence that is being taken away from me. That's what I have to live for.
It can only be taken if you allow it to be given, Jimmy.
If they come kicking in my door with all of their 50 cals and full autos.
I hear you, brother.
My little pea shooters ain't going to have nothing to say to them, except I'm going to be riddled with ATF bullet holes.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I think I would, you know, did you commit a crime? Have you been arrested recently? Is there any other reason why you could think why they would be after you?
Any reason why they would not allow me to have, why they would allow somebody to sell me a gun, and then I bought another gun this year. All legally, all approved, and then 3 months later, this random pawn shop, I just happen to go in because they dealt good with me. I go in, and they're like, hey, did the cops get a hold of you? And I'm like, no, why? And they started explaining to me, and they're like, we didn't tell you, because we can get in trouble for giving you this information.
I'll definitely hide your guns, brother, because they'll take them. And having them in the future is a lot more important than having them right now. So,
when does it happen? When do we revolt? Is there a date that I'm not aware of?
What I'm saying is,
when have we had enough? When has the back broken? Do they have to kill more and more of us? Do they have to put us in prisons for no reason? Do they have to affect a person that matters? Do they have to get a person that like is actually on TV or actually on the radio? Do they have to get a celebrity? Because that's usually when, like, AIDS. They didn't really get scared of AIDS until Arthur Ashe had AIDS. Magic Johnson had AIDS. Oh, no, the celebrities have AIDS. Now everybody's scared of AIDS.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, from the board, is John on the line? Okay, anyway, Jimmy, you know, what I would encourage, and this is actually an idea from Carrie on the board, that why don't you give them a call? Because it could be a mix-up of names. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would probably give them a call. I mean, you can call from a payphone. Whatever. I would just say, you know what I'm saying is it very well could be, you know, my name's James. There's a lot of Jameses out there and probably a lot of Jameses with your last name. And I would probably try to find that out. You know what I mean? And then call back in, because I guarantee you, you know, we'd love, if it is in fact the case, we would love to talk to you about it. We can even try to get, you know, we can look into it ourselves, but we don't want to give your information out over the air. So if you want to give your information to Carrie on the board, then maybe we can help you in some way.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, and I know you're afraid. I would be afraid too. However, I would, before you get really, really afraid, I would maybe try to understand why, because you still have the right to ask your government, and maybe have a lawyer.
I had my arm broken by a cop that was had me in handcuffs to check my well-being. I mean,
I hear you, brother.
Really? I have a friend who had her fingertips cut off in Joplin City Jail because she was resisting arrest. She weighs 100 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in Missouri. I mean, look at that's where the MIAC report came from, and I understand it's like that way all around the country. I mean, we're broadcasting here, not from RBN, but out of Arizona, and look what's going on here. I mean, it's just right. A madhouse. And people, I think, if you want my true opinion, Jimmy, I think that you're seeing the takedown of the economy. They're ratcheting it down right now. And when the people in mass are going to wake up is when they go without. When they go to the grocery store after working 40 hours a week and it doesn't there's not even enough to feed your family. That's when you're going to see these types of things. And I was just looking during the break, the FDIC is $20 billion in the hole. The New World Order always tells you, for whatever reason, why that they're going to do something. They don't always tell you why, but that they're going to do something. So you're seeing the Dow dropping. You're seeing, you're seeing pundits come out and say, get your money out of the banks. And because I think that they're going to take down the dollar very quickly, and then you're going to see an uprising. What do you think?
I think that an uprising is absolutely what we need because, to quote Thomas Jefferson, the tree of liberty needs to be replenished with the blood of tyrants and patriots alike.
Yeah, every 20 totally years or so, and we're way due.
We're way due.
So,
and, you know...
Please, go ahead, brother.
If my martyrdom was for future generations' freedom, that's so much better for me because I'm 32 years old, and I am so just, I have a job that I should love, but financially, you know, I can't be happy. Like you said, you get a week's worth of work, and you can't afford to pay your bills.
Right. I'll tell you what. Jimmy, it's just my opinion, doesn't mean anything. You know, like that Joseph Andrew Stack, that I think martyrs are suckers. I think if you give in and end up getting off in yourself, and I there's something to be said for standing up for yourself, but to be a martyr is to be a sucker because they're winning.
I will stand up for myself.
Right. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I hear certain things in your voice and in your words. That as a trained professional, that it alarms me.
It's a bit of nothing left to lose hopelessness. I mean, how bad does it have to get before, like, do they have to kick in everybody's door collectively before everybody agrees with me and that they're tyrants? This is tyranny?
They can't do it, dude. That's the thing. We have them surrounded, and we need you. Do you understand that? And if you go ahead and martyr yourself before everything gets kicked off, you're the sucker. Does that make sense, brother? We're going to need
going to kick it off?
I don't know, and that's the beauty of life, is you don't know if you're going to live to see tomorrow. You know, that's the mystery. And you just have to bide your time because the time is nigh, as Ernie Hancock always says. The time is nigh. They're taking us down on so many levels. Like, you look at the laws that I even just talked about today that were passed, and at some point, people are just going to draw the line in the sand, and that's from the Alamo. And again, those people were in a no-win situation, and they drew their line in the sand, and they did not attack. They only stood their ground, and that's what we need to do as human beings and as citizens. Does that make sense? You still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
I get your frustration, brother. I really do. What else is on your mind?
Nothing. Honestly, nothing. I just don't know what to do. I can't. I'm one person. I try and talk to my friends about this, and they're too busy. You know, I mean, everybody is placated by their booze and football games. And
absolutely.
ignorance is bliss.
I tell you what, if you do you mind if I give you a call after the show and Carrie will get your number?
Yeah, that's cool.
Or either John or I will give you a call and, you know, or maybe both of us. I don't know. But we'll get your number. We'll give you a call right after the show. I got about 15 minutes, okay?
All right.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, we got a friend of the show calling in that I haven't talked to in a while. I think it's her. Is it Kelly from Georgia?
Hey, Jed, it's me.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I was wondering about you the other day. I hadn't heard from you in a while. I hope
you're doing well.
Oh,
I've just been busy dropping out.
Yeah, I hear you. I do the same.
Yeah, just kind of revolting in my own quiet way here, trying to grow some food and raise some chickens and that kind of good stuff, so...
Hey, you know, that's more important. I'm just glad to hear from you.
Well, yeah, and it kind of gets overwhelming every once in a while, so I did take a break, and for a while there, your show was the only one I could even listen to.
Yeah.
So, but it's too hard not to pay attention, and I don't even know what to say after that last call, because what I'm calling about is very insignificant to what the former caller had to deal with, or is having to deal with. But I was just going to throw out there, too, and you may have mentioned this, that Andrea Mitchell is married to Alan Greenspan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so she's really got a lot invested in this agenda. But
yeah, I mean, she is a Bilderberg for a lot of years.
Yep. And I find it really insulting, as a human being of average intelligence, the things that these elected officials say. Because it's like I guess either they're stupid, and they haven't thoroughly researched a lot of the stuff that they're saying, or they just think that we are. And I kind of tend to veer towards the thing that they think we're stupid, because I don't know how they can get away with saying some of the things that they say. And, I mean, if you take anyone and just explain to them the basis of the libertarian philosophy and everything, they're kind of like, yeah, that really makes a lot of sense. It just really gets me aggravated, the way they talk down, and we have to make all the decisions for these people because they can't think for themselves, you know. And
I understand. I mean, I agree. But the thing is, you have to understand that our words are weapons. And if this is what's going on against Rand Paul is a weapon. They're using it against him in the court of public opinion. And so, you know, well, you got this... It forces them to show their true colors. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so that's really what the deal is. And you just know what Clyburn's about.
Yeah.
And he's up for election too.
Well, there's a lot of them are going to get a wake up call. And I'm thinking of not even voting in this next election, even though there's a libertarian candidate for governor here that I really like. So I'll probably go vote for him and then be done with it. So I'm so aggravated. And I like the Jesse Ventura's thing about, we need a box on there that says none of the above, so you can voice your opinion, but nobody's really worthy of my vote. So
that's like Ernie ran a whole campaign on still voting, you know, and then he got the more votes for the Secretary of State in the state of Arizona than he had ever gotten in any other campaign he had run. I think that's his proud point.
Yep.
Well, I'm so glad to hear from you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of right now. I was just going to say about the last caller, too, before you had brought it up, what Carrie, the board operator, said. But I was thinking, too, it could have been another one of those fat finger mistakes, you know, somebody just put the wrong information in the computer. We've had the same phone number for 10 years, but we still get calls about someone else who has used it or whatever, you know, from collection agencies. And so there's always human error.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hope that's all it turns out to be.
Me too. Well, thank you so much, Kelly. I appreciate hearing from you. How's your son doing?
Oh, he's doing great. Last day of school today, so he's flying high.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jed. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, we only got 30 seconds left, so my friend, another friend of the show, David New Mexico, is calling in. We're just going to hold you over till the last segment. So when we come back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the revolution continues with me, Jet Lacey, we're going to finish up with David New Mexico. Thanks again for listening. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
city, city, small country.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. And the revolution continues to meet Jet Lacy. We're in the last 5 minute segment. We've got a good friend of the show. I'd love to go to him right now. It is my man, David, in New Mexico. What's going on, brother?
Just want to shoot it out real fast here that we, the American people, are under siege. A war is being covertly waged against us. And every time before the war becomes blatantly obvious and raising the level of alertness, they quietly cut the lines of supply, the lines of communication. They sow disinformation. They want to factionalize people, cause infighting. And then, after things are sufficiently confused, then they attack full force in a frontal assault. And the American people are being weakened right now. They want to destroy our means to resist. They want to take away our discretionary income that we can use for political activities or to even furnish our homes with adequate food and energy and things. We are under attack, people. Wake up.
Absolutely. And if you look, that's a great point that you made, David, because if you look, you know, I don't have it pulled forward, you know, or I didn't go. I got a few shows coming up next week, because so I'm saving some stuff back because Ernest is going to be gone all week next week. But if you look at every single time that the Congress has tried to do something about banking reform, miraculously, the Dow Jones has dropped considerably, okay, just like it was the fat finger the other time. Yesterday, when they did pass the bill, which was way watered down, 375 points at the end of the day, miraculously. And this is all just, that's how much control they have over our system.
It's sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm. And it's meant to confuse us.
Absolutely. And where confusion is working, the devil is afoot. Because he is planning to attack. But the reason he is planning covertly is because he fears us, that we do have some strength, some means to defend ourselves, and we better start getting them ready now.
Yeah, there's no need to hide the truth, is there?
Not at all.
You know, and it's only the lies that need to be covered up, never the truth.
And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And as he said, the truth shall set you free. Freedom is the answer.
That's right.
Don't
What's the question,
confused.
Right?
And I would recommend people go to the LibertyDefenseLeague.com website to follow up on interesting articles, including some of my own and Chuck Baldwin and Timothy Baldwin, some of those people.
And what is that again, David?
LibertyDefenseLeague.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, as always, for calling in, brother. You got anything else you want to add?
God help us all.
Indeed, brother. Thank you so much for the call. As always, you are a good friend of the show, and I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Well, you know, what a great group of callers I had today. What a great, you know, we were able to beat the system today with this show because we had an open and free exchange of ideas, whether we agreed with each other or not. These are the things that are important. These are the things that will last. Our relationships with each other are the things that we take with us from this earth and not all this other baloney. And I want you to think about that. And I will see you next week on the radio. 3, 4, 5 times. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But I would love to hear from you again. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And I will talk to you really soon. And you guys just have a great one. What a great show. I feel really good about today. So y'all be cool. Stay up. Solid.